Morning, everybody. This is Richie Rock, and I'm your host with Rants of Richie Rock. Today, we're talking 76ers, and their trade just got them catapulted on top of the East in the NBA. Well, I think they're going to win out in the East, and we're talking the Philadelphia 76ers from my hometown, the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Now, we're going to start off with the center. We're going to start from 5-1, okay? Joel Embiid finally got some help with the addition of Boban Marjanovic. He's 7'3", and he's averaging about 10.4 minutes per game this season. And he's likely to play somewhere around the same thing in Philadelphia, which is helps Embiid out because Embiid doesn't have to give his all 40 minutes to 36 minutes a game. Although the Sixers still have Johnson and Patton, recently returned to the court in Delaware Blue Coats, you know, that's where he came from. Don't count out one of them two breaking out and having a good season in the rotation as well. And that's Justin Patton and Amir Johnson. And let's move over to the power forward. Power forward, man, woo! You got Tobias Harris, baby. Harris is an immediate upgrade to the starting and closing lineups, giving the Sixers more space and more depth. He'll get the bulk of his minutes at the four spot, but because he's a switchable and a knockdown shooter, he can easily play some of the three, some of the small forward spots. Scott is a tough guy, Mike Scott. He's a tough guy, and he's reliable at the power backup position, and he's shooting a 39.1% from the three-point line. But he's much better than what we had. Tobias Harris right now is one of the top players in the West. So the fact that he moved to the East, he just missed the All-Star game. And moving to the three spot, our guy Jimmy Buckets Butler. Yes, but Jimmy Butler did get some help. We got James Ennis. We got him for cheap too from Houston. It was another move to improve the Sixers' depth, so we have some depth off the bench. And Jimmy Butler always proves he's pretty clutch in the fourth. And let's move to the two spot. We got our shooting guard, J.J. Redick. Knockdown three-pointers, man. I'm telling you, this guy, J.J. Redick, is clutch. He has a fast three-pointer. I mean, he's hitting 38% from the three-point line. He's killing it. And we're still waiting for Zaire Smith to get healthy and help out J.J. Redick. But in the meantime, we still have Jonathan Simmons that can come off the bench and be productive. And at your one spot, you know we got none other than Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a hybrid point guard. He can play any position on the field. On the court, I'm sorry, I'm thinking football. Only he can play any position on the court. He can play 1, 2, 3, 4, and maybe 5 if he wanted to. Just have to bulk up on his muscles a little. Simmons, yeah, he's a great guy. And when Simmons touches the bench, you know, we also have a grit player in T.J. McConnell. T.J. McConnell has proven himself time after time with his great hustle, his clutch performances, and his defense. So the Sixers right now are looking tremendous for a push to the playoffs. And not just the playoffs, but beyond. So Brett Brown, you should be happy with this team. You know, because I'm telling you, with all the moves the 76ers made in the last 2 days, here's a look at who will be playing where and when. And that is my starting five for the 76ers. It's Richie Rock and I'm out.